Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox. Scrambled eggs. Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
Ooh, Chatterbox. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back into the box, everyone.
Hello.
Rob is not here this week, so.
And I just realized. He does not say Chatterbox in the opening.
Who, Rob?
He does not.
That is kind of odd that he didn't put himself in there.
What are you trying to hide, Rob?
A little strange, but hey.
Hey, guess who's here with us today?
It's here, actually. Robin, that is.
Is it Robin? Yay! Here he comes to save the day.
Yep, he's taking Rob's place. Who Rob is raping and pillaging in Europe.
Yes.
Yeah. He is... destroying the continent.
No woman left behind.
No. I believe he is in Paris right now as we speak, right?
Yes. I believe he is. In his birthday message, we had some confusion as to his current location, but he is currently in Paris.
Maybe he's squashing grapes.
Yeah, he did like update recently. It was like, I'm doing this, this, and this in Paris, and later we're going to watch Thor. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, all right, it was a fun movie, but I'm in Paris. I don't really need to see Thor.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Dave and I stayed in Vegas and we rented a movie one night.
Well, I watched Buffy while I was in Paris.
Oh, well, there you go.
In French. I knew what was going on, though, so it really didn't matter.
Buffy, the Slayer of Vampires.
Yeah, I watched that. And remember, what was that show? Jeremiah something or other with Luke from 90210, Luke Perry.
What was it called? Jeremiah something? No.
Was it Jeremiah or something like that? It was on, I don't know. It was like some post-apocalyptic show. I don't know. I forget the name. Jeremiah or, I don't know, something like that. I forget. Luke Perry.
I don't know the movie, but I want to congratulate you on correctly getting that word out.
What's that?
Apocalyptic.
I know. It's not easy. It's not easy. And with every show being about that now, it's hard.
It's true.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic.
Pre-exactly.
Speaking of that, we have Walking Dead's returning this week.
That's exciting. Tonight.
Yeah, it's kind
if
of.
If you're listening on Sunday, which you won't be because.
Yeah. No, I would hope not, or you'd be in the basement with me. It's kind of exciting. I don't know,
right behind you.
how up to date are in the comic are you, Robin?
I think I'm like I haven't read like the last one maybe.
Okay, 102. I think 102 is the last one. Yeah, that's the one. I just happened to pick it up the other day. But so yeah, you know all the stuff that's going on now with the comic that is
Robert Kirkman going.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like yeah, suck it, people. But
you didn't.
I've been a little disappointed in the show with how they've handled Carl.
Yeah,
and I'm worried that he's getting too old for it to have any kind of impact at this point.
I know. The latest promo pictures. He definitely looks starting to look older, but yeah. Maybe. You know, I don't know.
Because he really aged a lot between these two seasons as opposed to between one and two.
Yeah. I don't know. They're going to have to push some of his storyline a little bit forward if they're going to get any sort of, you're right, any sort of impact.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, Mikhail, what do you know about it? You don't know anything about it, right?
I don't know anything about it. I am a newbie.
Some of this stuff, it's not really spoilery because it already happened in the show and it won't happen. So you're never going to read the comic, right?
I am never going to read the comic.
Okay, all right. All right, so in the comic, Carl is the one who killed Shane. And it was like in a second issue.
Oh, I knew about that.
Yeah. So my fear is they've never really developed Carl into the strong character he is in the comic. And now he's old, and it's like not as shocking when a teenager kills someone as it is when like a 10-year-old does it.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
That's my concern for the show, that they've, I don't know. They've always kind of just missed on everything for my taste.
He needs to be abducted.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. They're going to have to do with the pull of Michael trick or the Walt trick.
They need to search for him for half a season around the prison, just around the prison.
He's here somewhere.
And then they'll find him in a broom closet at the end of the season. Like, oh, that's where you are, Carl. I was just in here, Mom.
I got a little bit spoiled just because we were trying to – they've been running a marathon and I've been trying to watch a little bit of it. But they are putting so many major spoilers – well, I feel anything is a spoiler really – into the promos that I can't – you know, I can't watch it.
So. I don't think they've shown too much in the promos.
Well, I don't know how they cut them there, but here, you know – now they've – well, I don't know. See, I don't know what's a spoiler and what's not because I don't know what I've seen and what I haven't – you know, what I shouldn't have seen and you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, none of it's a spoiler if it's on TV. I mean, it's a trailer. It's not like, you know. I'm interested to see how they do Woodbury in the prison though. I'm hopeful.
See, I don't know. Like, are they prisoners in the prison or are they – and I got a little bit – like, one of them said, you can't lock us up here. You know, we haven't done anything. And that's what I saw in the promo, and I was like, hmm.
Oh, they, yeah, but you're – know that. No, you're confusing things. That's why. They okay, weren't so they weren't in the prison, so. It'll become evident once you watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that you didn't get spoiled or anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that the prison storyline is much stronger than the farm storyline last year.
Ugh. Last year just dragged its ass. Dragged its ass, you know.
Yeah, rough. The first half was rough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a rewatch of season two, actually.
Oh, did you? Oh.
A friend of mine, because he'd never seen it. And, man, as soon as Sophia goes missing, I'm like, oh, here we go. Ugh.
You're like, oh, shit, we got six more episodes of this.
Yeah, we're going to rewatch the finale of season two because Dave says he can't remember seeing it. So.
The finale was really good. A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to rewatch that before we watch it tonight.
That'll help clear up whatever you don't remember and that you may be confused on where those people are. No. Because they are separated from the other people.
Have you got any of the?
Yeah, no, stuff? I know Andrea's with Michonne.
Yeah,
I know that much, and I know that everybody else is at the prison.
Not yet,
I believe. Anyway, or they're going to be going to the prison.
Yeah, I assume they find it pretty soon. God, I hope they don't wander around for like three episodes before they find it.
Bump it into shit.
Oh God, I hope not. That's my only fear.
Yeah.
You guys hear me at all?
I can hear you. Oh, you know what? Were you talking before that?
Yeah, I was trying to say, like, have you guys seen any of the webisodes?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I watched it over the weekend. It was actually really good for a webisode. They had Doc Arts from Lost.
Oh.
Much a psycho.
Oh, no kidding.
So are they? Where are they in the story with those webisodes then?
It's like they fit. A different story, different survivors in the same circumstances, basically.
Okay,
like
cool.
Scott discovers a storage unit, like a whole thing, like a building full of all these storage lockers. And he goes in there to, you know, see if he can get any sort of help from there. He's trying to find keys to this truck outside. And then he gets taken hostage by this storage unit's manager that – It was his job to watch over the building, and now ever since like the apocalypse happened, he pretty much stayed there because he figured that was he had control. There's cameras everywhere. He's got the keys to everything. It's all locked down securely, and he's got some dark secrets there as well. And it's kind of twisted. It'll take you probably a good like 25 minutes, all four parts. It's actually I figured. Being a webisode that it was going to be pretty poor quality, but it was right on par with Walking Dead. There was lots of really awesome zombie kills.
Oh, nice. I'm going to have to check
that out.
They're
really plugged in, the people that produce and market this show, you know, like just in general, they seem to really kind of get the whole social media thing and how to get people involved. And
definitely. You know, well, the
same kind of thing Lost did off season, you know, where they would always have something going on.
Well, and that was it, the Walking Dead Experience or whatever that was at Comic-Con. I believe it's like traveling around now.
Oh, interesting.
There's a game on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, the game, yeah. And there's the Telltale game also.
Yep. That's going on the Xbox, coming out in chapters. They've kept everybody pretty much not forgetting about mm-hmm. never forgets about Walking Dead.
They have a magazine, apparently.
Yeah.
Walking Dead magazine. And I'm like,
Kenzie,
how many things do I need to buy? No, it's just put out by, I guess, Image or something.
I'm a like, magazine for a comic book.
I don't know if it's – I guess it encompasses everything. You know, the comic, TV show, the novels, the games, blah, blah, blah. What Kirkman ate for dinner. I mean, I don't know how much you could possibly put in there, but hey, you know. There's
a video on the site of Kirkman touring the prison set and being just like astonished.
That must be my – because it's only been really 3 years since it blew up. I mean, it went – you know, to go from writing a – small comic, or you know, pretty big comic, but to this is like, it's got to be crazy.
Well, and writing's usually such a solitary thing too, you know, that now he's got all of these other people interested in his work. It must feel really strange.
Yeah.
And all these other people working on his work.
Yeah. You
know, with their own ideas and stuff. That must feel really weird.
Interviews with him where he's talking about, he's like, when he got started, he was pretty much like a guy working at a furniture store, putting out orders on the phone and stuff, and write out comic book stuff, and then call people to promote it, and that's how he got his start. Like he still got his first big contract, like over the phone during his other job at like a furniture store.
That's amazing. I mean, that's how I always think about the people that are on American Idol and stuff like that, and The Voice and shows like that. One day you're flipping burgers or working as a secretary or whatever, and the next, literally in some cases, you're on a stage in a sparkly dress in front of thousands and sometimes millions of people. I couldn't do that. You know, I can sing, but that would scare the shit out of me. Oh, I don't think I could do it. So you think that kind of fame coming so fast, that must be terrifying.
Yeah, you would. That's, and for him, it's not like he's the normal guy running a show, or not running a show, but creating and writing a show. He's very visible when it comes to Walking Dead.
Yep.
I mean, he's really the face of it, more than you see with any. I would say kind of like how Damon and Carlton are,
right?
Into that vein. And if you have the personality to do that, I mean, it really. It definitely helps your show connect with the audience better.
Mm-hmm. And they have Chris Hardwick.
Yes, and Talking Dead, Chris Hardwick.
He seems to be involved in everything.
Yeah.
So smart, though. I mean, honestly, when you think of what he's done, like how, the way he's insinuated himself into things that he loves, like even with Doctor Who and the BBC America channel, he's just kind of, you know, talked about a thing and poked and poked and poked and poked the people that do it enough that they finally, you know, let him cut. Fine, let's just give him a little sideshow so he'll leave us alone. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly how it worked. Probably.
Probably. You know?
And he did it with Walking Dead and he did it with Doctor Who. And I think it's really smart, actually, the way he's building his empire.
I like it, but it's kind of, do your own thing, dude. Don't be like, yeah, let me introduce you to Doctor Who. Like, excuse me.
Yeah, after a while it gets a little tiring. I gotta admit. I mean, I listen to some of the shows. I don't listen to Nerdist as much as I listen to Nerdist Writers Panel. Actually,
Nerdist Writers is phenomenal. I love that.
I like that one much more than actually Nerdist, because I think I just get a little too much Chris Hardwick at times, and it's like, all right, I can't do Chris Hardwick today.
Yeah, sometimes I like him. Sometimes he's a hard to do.
It's not that I dislike him. It's just like I'm just not in the mood for it sometimes. You know what I mean? It's just like too much.
Joe took me to the Nerdist concert or stand-up performance last year for New York Comic Con, and I had a great time. And
oh, that's right. You went to that last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
I saw him with Rob at Comic Con. We saw the Doctor Who panel, and he was the moderator. And the bigger bonus for me is that Will Wheaton was there. It was like a big nerd dream right there on stage for me. And there was beer.
Yeah, the first time I had really seen him, first time I saw him at Comic-Con and became reaware of him after
the dating show
was he was the moderator on the Mythbusters panel like 2 years ago. And he was phenomenal, actually. I was like, wow, he's really good.
Yeah.
Why?
He's good at asking questions.
Yeah. Why was he on that show? He was on. Why was he?
See,
why
he just
do that show with Jenny McCarthy a while ago.
What was it called? I can't remember. Something out. Something
singled out.
Singled out. Yeah. There you go.
I used to watch.
Terrifying. Okay. From one scary topic, Chris Hardwick, to another. Halloween is coming. That's exciting. I'm excited about Halloween. I already have my office all decorated.
There's
Halloween. There's pumpkins. It's good.
The house is
and
decorated.
I would like to always keep you guys involved out there. So the Great Canadian Chocolate Giveaway is going to happen. Go to the Facebook group after you listen to the episode and tell us your most creative costume that you've ever seen or made. And if you have a picture of it, even better, post it. And we will again put something in a hat and we'll jiggle it all about and pull out a name. And I will send you Canadian chocolate.
Yeah, I will be doing the drawing for the Green Day thing after this show. But it'll probably already be done by the time you hear this anyway. So,
watch for the video.
We'll pretend that I did it already.
So I would send, you know, Cadbury gooey eggs and coffee crisp and the like.
What?
So
coffee crisp?
I think maybe coffee crisp, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have to get buried down here. You got to fill that up with the coffee. We can't get the coffee crisp.
That's not right.
Yeah, the only place I've seen to get them is in Disney, and they're like $3 a bar.
So you said at Disney, or yeah. Walt Disney World, right?
Yeah. In Canada, at Epcot, where the Dana Carvey is the biggest? Probably. No, Martin Short is the big big star there. He hosts
it's
the film.
It's not Shania Twain or Celine Dion?
No, it's Martin Short. It's not that fresh.
Not as fresh as Celine Dion.
Yeah, no. It's older. It's older than Celine Dion. It's Martin Short doing Ed Grimley.
He's as fresh as three-day-old fish.
Everybody plays the triangle at the Canadian Pavilion. So while Rob is away this week, he is celebrating his. I don't know what birthday it is. Sorry, Rob. I don't know how old you are.
40.
He's celebrating his 40th birthday. In Gay Perry. And, sorry, I'm plugging in my phone real quick so I can play.
What's going on over there?
I had to plug in my phone to play the message.
Googling weird things again, I know.
Yes. So we have a little birthday message for Rob, and I will play that. Right.
From all of you out there who were so awesome to send them in, thank you.
Yes. Oh, here it's starting, sorry.
Go ahead, Joy.
Hello and welcome to episode 19 of Getting Cultured, Birthdays. I'm your host, Illyrio, and we're going to spend a couple of minutes talking about the tradition of the birthday. It's considered to be one of the most common things in modern culture. You celebrate the day that is the anniversary of your birth. And to traditional Western cultures, it's something that we take for granted, really. In other cultures, however, birthdays aren't necessarily a positive thing. In fact, the celebration of one's birth in many Islam sects is actually considered a sin. The ancient Romans, however, had a different take on it, and they would have lavish, hedonistic celebrations when it was time to celebrate the day of their birth. Throughout human history, there have been quite a few cultures that would put certain significance on particular birthdays. You may be familiar with the bar and bat mitzvahs of the Jewish tradition, where a boy on his 13th birthday becomes a man, and a girl on her 12th or 13th birthday comes of age. There's also the tradition of the sweet 16 birthday, and in certain Latin American cultures, 15th birthdays are celebrated. Whether you celebrate your birthday with close family and friends, or you go out and party like it's 1999. Remember that it isn't just the date of birth that's actually considered important. You may have heard the term name day. And although a lot of people think that name day is just a synonym for birthday, it's actually the celebration of the day designated to the saint who shares your Christian name. So if you were in fact a woman named Mary, and you are of the Catholic faith, you may in fact celebrate your birthday, the date of your birth, and Mary's Saint Day or Name Day. So you might actually be celebrating twice a year. In fact, a lot of this two times a year celebration is avoided in certain cultures by making sure that whatever saint they name their child actually has their name day on the date of the child's birth. This would actually be quite convenient in certain situations where you're not sure what the name of the child should be, and therefore you could just select whatever the saint's day name is. I hope you enjoyed our time together. I hope to be coming to you soon with another installment of Getting Cultured. I want to wish a particularly happy birthday to Rob. Happy birthday, Rob. Or is it your name day? I hope you become a man soon. Until next time, I'm Illyrio, and I want you to stay cultured.
Server, so we're saying happy birthday to Rob. Happy birthday, Rob!
Happy birthday! Should we sing to him?
Yes, we should sing. Okay. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Rob. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! From a drunken Maggie.
And Gabby.
Bye-bye!
Hey, Rob, it's Jeff in Texas. Hey, man, I just wanted to send you a quick message. Said I hope you have a happy birthday and that you're having fun over in jolly old England. And just hope it's a great day for you. Have fun, but not too much fun. Talk to you later, man. Bye.
Hey, Rob, it's Kelly Jo. Just wishing you a happy birthday. Woohoo! Have fun in Europe. Bye.
Glug, glug, glug. Happy birthday, Rob! Glub, glub, glub. Happy birthday, Rob! Glub, glub, glub. Happy birthday, Rob!
Hey, Rob, this is Will. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. Hope you're having a great time over there in France, or wherever you are. Take it easy, brother.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Rob, who does podcasts and makes them sound pretty. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Rob.
Hi, Rob. It's Michaela. I just wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday. I wanted to say that I'm hoping you're having a great time in France and a fantastic time on your trip. And we miss you very much. And I hope that you are celebrating in Gay Perry style.
Hey, Rob. This is Jess in Atlanta. I was just calling in to say happy birthday. I've actually been totally slacking, and I haven't even listened to any of the podcasts that I'm actually sending this in for, but I plan to fix that in the near future. So I hope that you have an amazing birthday, and hopefully I will be listening to you all soon. Talk to you later.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Robert Zazzini. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rob. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Rob. I hope you're having a fabulous trip. Thank you so much for everything that you do for me all year long. I super appreciate it. You are a great, great, great friend, and I am so happy that you're my friend. I love you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, I got to turn my mic back on.
You got to turn your mic on. Thank you to Illyrio, Gabby and Maggie, Jeff in Texas, Kelly Joe, Tim, Will, Moira, Justin, Alana, Mike, and Colleen. Yay. Thank you, everybody. That was awesome. Happy birthday, Rob.
Yeah. So at this point, is Illyrio doing an imitation of me doing an imitation of Illyrio?
It could be.
Is he even being himself anymore?
I don't think so.
And I want to know, what does Rob do for Colleen all year?
What does he do?
She sounds very excited.
Robin, any idea?
And he is stumped.
Sandwich time.
Well, before we get into some movie stuff,
movies.
Yes, I want to talk a little bit about TV and about an old show called The X-Files.
Yes.
So, Fisher Cast has ended. Am I correct?
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, Fisher Cast has ended.
What's that?
Fisher Cast has ended.
Fisher Cast has ended.
Okay, so now we're on to Intro to X. Which I was confused and thought it was about Demi Lovato and Britney Spears.
Why is that?
The X Factor.
Oh, go, Robin, go. Quick. Okay, so you're doing a new show, right, Robin? Yes?
Problem with you guys hearing me today? Because I'm
really... Yeah, I think it's fading in and out. I think that's what the issue is. We're not actually ignoring you. We're not just ignoring you. We actually couldn't hear you.
Actually, We invited you onto the show just so that we could ignore you. That was the whole purpose.
No, I think the audio is fading up and down. It's weird.
It's true. It's very true.
Okay. Well, maybe it's my mic.
Oh, there you are.
There you go.
Okay. That's weird.
Now we can hear you fine. Yeah, it was weird. Like, I could hear you fine, and then it would drop, and then I could hear you fine. So that's probably why it sounded like we were completely ignoring everything you were saying.
Well, I was starting to wonder. I was like,
like, when did they become dicks? What happened? Sorry about that.
Okay, so yeah, I'm here now.
So you're starting Intro to X because Fisher Cast ended.
Yeah. Only the only reason. Like, if you ever want a reason to start an X-Files Intro Cast, it would be if you're just coming off a 6 Feet Under podcast.
Because you need something longer to watch.
Yeah, sure. I don't usually stand in front of the mirror very long with my pants down. So.
What's next, Bonanza?
Yeah. Intro to X, obviously you guys know I'm into this intro casting craze. And I already do one with Illyrio and... Kim and Gabby and Steph called Redemption Cast, which is one that has to do with Angel. And but yeah, that wasn't a long enough commitment. I wanted to go 1 year longer, and that's with the X-Files. X-Files has been like one of my favorite shows ever. Like, I think it's like the first show I ever got into, like, as a avid watcher. I cannot miss a single episode.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And, you know, and then after that, it was like Buffy, and then it was Lost, you know, went on to that, you know, so you just get that one show that you just follow avidly. So I thought it'd be perfect to watch that with some people that have never watched it before, because I love the show so much.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if you don't mind, I can tell people where to find it. It's intro2x.com, and you'll find links to like our Twitter feed, our podcast feed, our Facebook group, all that stuff. It's all started up. It's great. I haven't had the first episode, which is our episode zero, out for more than 24 hours, and we already have the entire season one reserved for people who want to guest on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, fantastic.
And we got, you know, tons of people in the Facebook group. It's apparently people like this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it every week.
And it was filmed here in Vancouver, so of course we had to support. And we watched it here until it got a little bit strange, and then we stopped.
You mean when, what's his name, when Patrick came on? Is it Robert Patrick? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What was his brother's? His brother was the lead singer of Fuel, right? Or something, right?
Filter.
Filter, not Fuel, Filter. They all had similar names. Filter, that was the, he was the lead singer of Filter, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those so were.
Is there an episode in particular that you're looking forward to, Robin? Or no, just all of them? Or
there's so many.
I mean, the first one, I think I'm really looking forward to. Besides just getting into the first episode and seeing what everybody thinks of these Mulder and Scully cats. the first one that's coming up that I'm looking forward to is Squeeze, which stars. It's all about this guy named Eugene Victor Toombs, who can squeeze into the smallest areas.
I remember that.
And I forget, it's the guy who plays Toombs is a real creepazoid in real life. I forget what his name is.
Oh, nice.
But he's the one that was the one that was on Lost, and then he married a teenager years later after Lost.
Oh, yeah. Mm. What's his name?
Oh, that guy who's married to the 40-year-old teenager.
Yeah.
She looks like she's 40, but she's a teenager.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that one because that's like one of their first
creepy ones.
Yeah, it's just ones that people, I mean, it was so much that I remember I had the videotape of like that episode and its sequel.
Well, it was so innovative at the time. Well, it still is even, you know, X-Files. It showed you stories you never had seen and concepts of monsters you'd never thought of. And
if you've never watched the show and you like shows like Supernatural or Fringe, I mean, you're missing out. It's where they get all their...
It's where they came from, yeah, basically. And some great characters, too, in the later seasons. Like, other than Mulder and Scully, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Some great recurring people, which I won't talk about since the people.
Yeah, I hate to say anything too much just in case.
Spoilers!
It's weird to say I don't want to spoil a show that's been over with for about 10 years now. Right?
You know, I really liked Millennium, which was the spinoff, but that didn't last very long.
I watched a little bit of it. Never got into the whole thing, but now that I'm doing this, I definitely want to do that. I'm pretty sure we're going to be covering
Lone Gunman,
the other spinoff. Yeah, Lone Gunman, because it's like a half season, I think. And that's
I watched that too. Well, you know what? Millennium really wasn't a direct. He was on for a show or two, and then they spun it off.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Lone Gunman was actually a spinoff.
Yeah, that was actually a spinoff. But no, they started off on their own, and he actually ended up that show got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And wrapped up the story with an episode of the X-Files where he ends up guesting on that.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was called Millennium, I believe.
Millennium went into the second season, but I think the ratings were really bad. And then because the show completely changed from the first season to the second season.
Yeah.
Like the first season was kind of like he was, you know, the typical profiler, kind of with some premonition abilities, going after really. Like serial killer kind of stuff and crazy killer kind of stuff. And then the second season became more, seemed more of a conspiracy type show. Mm. So it changed a lot. But I think because they were just struggling anyway. But I was
Terry O'Quinn on there too.
Yeah, he was great on there.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, when he started doing Lost, I was trying hard to get used to seeing him without a mustache.
I know. Yeah, he always had the mustache. Yep. I know. It's so true.
And you know, another show that was inspired by the X-Files, Baywatch Nights.
Yes, it was. It actually was. And you know what? I remember when David Hasselhoff did an interview about that, when they changed the show and made it into the Supernatural show. Like, it must have been on daytime TV or something. But I remember him talking about that. And I'm like, that is a fucking stupid idea. And then they did it. And now somebody's watching it.
Seriously, if you want joy, just YouTube Baywatch Nights.
Oh, dear God, yes.
watch anything in the second season. It is amazing. Have you actually watched any of those?
Yeah. I have, actually.
Hilarity.
It's amazing, because the first season was just like this cheesy cop show. Yeah. Not even a cop show. Cheesy detective show. You know, kind of in the vein of Baywatch, which was a cheesy lifeguard show.
Yes.
But they took the people you didn't want to watch on Baywatch and put them on the show.
You know, every episode you ask yourself, why are they calling the freaking lifeguard on these cases? we've got a frozen Viking that's thawing out and tearing apart half the town. Let's call the lifeguard in.
Mitch will know what to do.
Yeah. Mitch will take care of it. Oh, my gosh.
In between hanging out with those hot girls and the one lady with the short hair that wasn't really that attractive that nobody remembers.
Are you talking about Angie Harmon?
No, the one that was on Baywatch. What's her name? The ugly one.
I don't know if there are any.
There was only one ugly one.
I don't think they're as loud.
Well, it was the one. She was like the token not hot one. She was...
Baywatch's Velma?
Yeah, she was the Velma of Baywatch, basically. Yeah, I'm not
a big...
She
definitely would have fit into Knights.
Oh, God, yeah. She could have been a scientist or something if she put on glasses. Well, so you're saying Baywatch Knights, intro to Baywatch Knights is after X-Files?
Yeah, probably.
Are you going to go back and watch all of Baywatch
That's if Brad still wants to podcast with me after 9 seasons of X-Files and 2 movies.
If you do it at the pace... Oh, my God.
Or if he's still alive.
I hope you do it faster than the potential Redemption Cast pace.
Well, yeah. If we ever actually do get to the spinoff, I don't think we're going to go every other week like we do with the potential Redemption Cast. It's going to be... We're going to try to keep a weekly show.
Pretty straight. Yeah, because you're looking at 4 years already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without any, you know, mishaps.
Holy shit, eh? That's a commitment and a half.
Hey, well, you know, if you enjoy what you do.
That's true.
Yeah.
And plus, you don't want to overload on it and watch too much all at once, you know.
Haven't you guys committed at least 4 years to the Chatterbox?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Rob hasn't drawn up any contracts at all yet.
I commit it until Rob is 45.
That's just like in a couple of years.
It's right around the corner. It's any day now. Any day. Oh, event. Who saw
Avengers?
Did you see Avengers? Okay. Well, let's talk about a little bit of movies. Everybody, check out Intro to X, especially if you liked X Files, because I loved X Files. I may not watch along.
Never seen X Files. You should watch and play along.
Yeah, and if you do join the Facebook group, please make sure not to spoil anybody. If you're new to like this intro cast thing and you're like, oh, I want to check it out, you know, obviously the key is do not spoil the people who haven't seen it before.
Yeah, don't like post the ending of like a major season or anything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. No, don't do that.
The internet will put a hurt on you if you do.
And do not accuse Brad of seeing the show before and lying about it.
It's actually funny because in the episode zero, I did our one and only spoiler section at the end of the episode.
Oh yeah,
I took them aside, each of them, and asked them if they'd seen any X-Files. Oh, and you know, sometimes it's hard not to see something through, like, you know, seeing something
here and there. Yeah,
here and there. Like, so the show's on 9 years, and there's 2 movies. You get to see it. So one of them's not seen it at all. The other seen just a couple episodes. Another has seen, you know, close to a season's worth of episodes. So. Okay.
Yeah, but that's still not a lot.
Yeah. It's, in this show, no.
Yeah. And it was
like with Supernatural. I mean, I've never seen Supernatural, but I've seen, like, I know who the brothers are and I know what they are.
Yeah.
And,
you know the gist of the show.
Yeah. It's been on for 100 years. How are you going to not?
Yeah, exactly.
One of them was like, you know, I know this happens because I heard about it on, you know, some sort of whatever. Like, you see all these list shows of like the biggest moments from TV or whatever.
Yeah, just general pop culture knowledge. Yeah, will lead you to that.
Like, I didn't watch Fringe, but I knew about the alt verses because I'm, you know, listening to shows and thinking, oh, I'm never going to watch that show anyway. It doesn't make any difference, right?
Exactly. Same here. Yeah.
None of that stuff even matters this season anyway. Whatever.
I only watched the first season. I didn't really. It wasn't for me. I didn't dig it. But
you didn't dig it.
Nah.
Well, we watched the first season and we couldn't get all the way through it, so we stopped. And then we did end up watching it. And
well,
it
I heard the first season was rough, and then the other ones were better. But
yeah, the second
some of the best shows are that way.
So yeah, the second one I heard was strong. So But if the other ones aren't that great, I don't really feel like wasting my time watching the second one.
I'm watching to the bitter end. Like, they already set up like a stupid, like, there are 10 clues out there we need to find. Oh, God. We have to find the first clue this week.
So you're hate watching it at this point?
I'm just, yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm hoping for the best because I did love the show at one time, but
you're dread watching it. You're not really hate watching. You're dread watching. Like,
can it get any worse than this? Like last week was all about some like a group of people covered in awful psoriasis, and I'm like, why am I watching this? This is gross.
No, I haven't seen that yet. I can't wait. Okay. Yeah. So there you go.
Anyway, well, we're gonna do a little. Oh, you know, I don't have your intro music. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm pleased.
I don't have it with me on hand.
No, I'm pleased.
Oh, you're happy? I don't know. We could all just say glove.
Because
glove.
It's not just my movies anyway. It's everybody's movies.
That's true. I watched a movie.
If you want to leave feedback about movies, you can.
People out there listening. We're not like all super up to date on movies because, quite frankly, I don't have time to go to the movies.
And I'm old. I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, it's tough, you know? It's not always easy to get out and go to the movies.
Well, there's very few movies where I feel the need to go, and if I feel the need to go, I usually will take Friday off work and go see a matinee.
Makes sense.
Like, I'll take a holiday day and treat myself. Like, when Serenity came out, I did that. You know, when the Harry Potters came out, I did that. So it doesn't have to be on opening night for me. I'm not really big on that. I don't care. So.
Yeah, I usually hit one or two movies a year, like opening night kind of thing. Yeah. But I haven't this year. But I haven't seen Avengers, actually, I have to admit.
What?
No, I haven't seen it. I just saw Thor. I haven't seen Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Captain America. I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, see, we haven't seen any of them. I've seen Iron Man, but I haven't seen any of the other movies. And we watched Avengers.
You guys live in a world that I don't understand.
I'm not big on the that style superhero movie. Not that I'm not saying it's bad or anything. It's just not my thing.
What style superhero movie do you like?
The snarky, talky superheroes.
There's lots of snark.
That's what I mean. That's what I was saying.
So
I'm not
snark in it. Right?
I'm not into the snarky superhero movies. I enjoyed the Batman ones because they weren't that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But in general, I'm not a big blockbuster person.
I forgot you're a hipster.
I am a hipster. That is why.
I'm just old and lazy.
I'm old and lazy.
Well, I watch what comes to my television. I don't generally go out. I mean, the only reason I watched Avengers is because Dave went and bought it. I would never buy it. He bought a DVD. He actually bought a DVD.
What the hell is a DVD?
I said, were you having fun back there? Not back there in 1992? Stop freaking buying DVDs. And he didn't even get the one with the digital copy.
Wow. I would have just rented it off of Amazon because I don't have a DVD player.
Yeah. There you go. Well, our Blu-ray player died a slow death, but so he replaced it with just a crappy DVD player. Yeah. But we don't use it very much. We use our Apple TV for most venues.
So did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
Well,
I enjoyed
let's qualify this. You're a weed knight.
That is true. I am a weed knight. Very, very, very much so. So much
like
so that
that's
we don't...
a bad thing, you ass. I know what you're trying to get at. Sorry, Michaela.
I appreciate that, Robin. He is an ass hat. He's a weed knight too. He's just scared to admit it. You love Buffy. Admit it.
I do. I watched Buffy when it was on. I really loved it. But I am. I can write a post that's less than 7 paragraphs long on Facebook.
I was having a bad day, and all of a sudden
you know what? I wasn't even talking about you. I wasn't even talking about your post. That's I meant really? The responses.
Oh, the responses. Yeah. Sorry.
No, the original post wasn't really that long. It's sometimes the responses on Potential Cast Board can be a little extremely long. That's all. That's all I'll say.
Well, you know, I don't even get started on my love for Whedon because I don't want to scare people, so I don't.
You guys are scared. you're a little scary, you guys. And I'm a fan of Joshua Whedon.
Hey, Josh Eden.
Josh Eden. Sorry.
Anyway, he did write and direct this movie, right? Write and direct? Yes. And there's definitely, you know, like I didn't know the Black Widow character. I didn't know who that was. And I figure she's the
you know, token strong woman character that he likes to have, because he likes to have strong women, which I appreciate as a woman. So that was good. And the writing was good and funny, and I enjoyed the movie very much. And I give it 2 glasses of wine.
Wow, that's really good. That's good. That's not much at all to get through that.
That's not much at all.
I would say that's a normal movie, 2 glasses of wine, 2 hours. I mean, 2 hours, you know, that's pretty good. 2 hours, glasses of wine.
It was a pretty good movie, actually. I enjoyed it. In reality, I've been drinking whiskey, so I almost nodded off at one point. So I do
have to admit. 8 whiskeys in.
The truth.
two glasses of wine and 8 whiskeys.
What a drunk. I'm such a drunk. Anyway, the truth hurts, right? Anyway, so I enjoyed The Avengers. I suggest you see it. There was one main thing in the movie about the power source, and because I think we had not seen Captain America, we didn't really have the backstory on that. So
that's on. Wait, you're in Canada, but it is on Netflix in the U.S.
Avengers?
Captain America.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, check that out before The Avengers, maybe, and you'll have more backstory than we have. Yes. But
you don't really need to.
No, you don't.
I mean, I suggest people check out Captain America if they like superhero movies, but in order to get that part, you're just like, oh, there's a glowy cube and it's lots of power and it's some sort of cosmic something. Yeah. That's all you need to know. And it's pretty much explained away.
That's it.
Right in the beginning.
So we also watched a movie called The Darkest Hour. Have either of you seen this movie?
No, I have not.
No. It's called, actually, The Darkest Hour, Survive the Holiday. And it's set in Moscow, and there's 5 young people, and all of a sudden there's like these beams that come out of the sky, all this power and stuff, and then these aliens show up, and they start pretty much killing everyone, and they kind of shred you, but you disappear as they shred you, so it's a really cool way to die. And it doesn't really have anybody in it that I know particularly, and it was okay. I gave it 5 glasses of wine. It wasn't fabulous, but it was okay. Anyway. And I finally watched Taken. Yay, me!
That was fantastic, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. And it turned out that I do believe I have seen it a very long time ago.
Probably. I wanted to see Taken 2 this week. I've really got to get out. Maybe I'll go tonight or something. Because
it's got such shitty reviews.
Does it? Oh, see, that's why I was kind of holding off. I kind of wanted to hear what people said about it. That worries me then. Because the first one was so kick-ass that I'm worried how the second one could go.
Apparently the new director for this is a freaking hack from the reviews I've heard. Like,
great.
Why does he keep getting work?
That kind of sucks.
So Illyrio also said he watched this movie and he loved it. And what else? Jess said it's a great movie, and she was really surprised how much she enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Rafe said that he watched it just watched it for the first time last night, and he was wondering where he had seen Sam the CIA buddy before. And I think someone already answered. So there you go. Looks like everybody who has seen it agrees and enjoyed it.
Yeah, Taken's a lot of just mindless fun.
It's an awesome fun movie for sure.
Yeah. I just love revenge tales or any sort of like, you know, F with me. Or
he was so badass in it though.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's got to be hard to recapture that in the second one, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, the second Die Hard was a little.
Hey, they took the planes down.
Yeah, that was the top. Yeah, because the first one was so great. The second one, not so much.
Have you seen the previews for the 5th one?
No. No, I haven't.
It's going to be more awesomeness.
More awesomeness?
You got to love McClane.
Oh, man.
He's a national hero.
Best Christmas movie ever.
Yes.
All right, so I watched Cabin in the Woods.
Awesome. Okay.
Also Whedon.
Yeah, well, and I'm not trying to pick a fight by saying this. I didn't hate it by any stretch of the imagination. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It was okay. And that was kind of how I felt about it at the end.
Were you spoiled on it at all?
No, it just didn't grab me. Like, okay.
Not seen it, so should I take off my earphones?
You know, no, I'm not going to. All right. Yeah, you might want to if you don't want to see it.
Okay.
Because I won't spoil it too bad. But, yeah, I didn't. I mean, I thought it was cool because I thought it was different.
Yeah.
I really liked that it was different. It just didn't. Something didn't grab me in it. But I enjoyed it the whole way through. It didn't feel long or anything like that. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. But Maybe I had too high of an expectation. I think that might have been it. You know what I mean? Because you know when people are like, how great it is, and then you see something and you're expecting something mind-blowing, but it's only really good.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, you know, your expectations get raised to an unrealistic level, I think is what happened. But it was really good. It was enjoyable. I can definitely see why people loved it.
You didn't watch it with the right person.
yeah, that's right. The commentary. I should have had the commentary on. First time. I should have had the commentary on in the background.
Yeah, well, you get a reason to watch it again now. Because seriously, just like I had a blast just sitting there with Gabby and talking through the movie.
I think it would be much more fun doing that with somebody because there's so many things in it where it would be fun goofing around talking to somebody about it.
And like that scene where Chris Hemsworth like is about to jump his motorcycle. And
oh my god! And you know what's gonna happen?
We were laughing our ass. I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna crash! He's gonna crash!
He's gonna smash his face right in.
And all of a sudden it happens.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I did like that, and I liked seeing people from past shows. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool seeing all them. I was like, oh yeah, there's that person. They were, I missed that person. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I had to stay spoiler free with Gabby because of potential cast.
Yeah.
Because
it was on. Yeah.
So when these people would pop on, I'd be like, oh, there's, never mind.
That person that you don't know yet.
You don't know who that person is.
Yeah. But I would say it would be more fun to watch in a group, especially a group that has some knowledge of like Buffy, Angel, things like that.
Yeah, or just horror movies.
Or horror movies in general. Yeah, that's true.
When they go in that basement, you're
like, oh my god, that is pretty cool. That was one of the really cool parts of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. I think what hurt it for me was only ridiculous level expectations that I put on it. And I shouldn't have done that. That was my fault for, you know. Because it was really good and entertaining and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely different than...
Originally,
anything else you could think of.
Those freaking Japanese kids.
That was great. that was good. And what's his name? Richard Jenkins was. I love him.
Oh, dude.
Hello.
Yeah. Anyway, can't say anything more.
What was it? Richard Jenkins. What was the movie he was in? Where he played the two.
He's in 6 Feet Under.
Oh, that's right. But he was in that movie with the two people. He found them living in his apartment in the city. Freaking phenomenal. What was that movie? The Visitors?
Yeah. I forget.
I love that movie.
I never seen it.
It was excellent. He was excellent in it. But
I should check it out.
For Halloween, I'm going to look it up while I'm talking. For Halloween, the other movie I watched was Son of Frankenstein from, I think, late 30s.
Cool.
And you know what? Like, we've all seen Young Frankenstein, right?
The Visitor.
The Visitor. Okay. The Visitor is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. But we've all seen Young Frankenstein, I assume, like 75,000 times probably.
Yes.
I'd always heard, you know, it was based off the other. You do not realize how much it is based off of Son of Frankenstein until you watch it.
Really?
The whatever he is, lieutenant, whatever, with the fake arm and putting the darts in the arm. It happens in Son of Frankenstein. I'm like, because I'm watching it and he does the thing with the arm where it makes the weird sound and then he hits it down. And then they start playing darts. I'm like, oh my god, he's going to stick those darts in his arm, isn't he? And he freaking does it. I'm like, oh my god, they really just took this movie. And but Young Frankenstein's awesome. But Son of Frankenstein, if you like the older, you know, the really old horror flicks, it was good. I enjoyed it. Boris Karloff.
It's got a lot of good people in it. Yeah.
Yeah, both of them were in it. Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff. And it's on Netflix right now.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I actually have seen, you know, Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein, but I've never seen.
Yeah, Bride of Frankenstein. I've seen.
Yeah, I'd never seen Son of Frankenstein either, and it happened to pop up on the instant, and I was like, you know what? Let me check it out. So, yeah, it's amazing how much it mirrors Young Frankenstein, or how much Young Frankenstein mirrors it.
Yeah, but since this one was 1939,
it makes you appreciate it a little more. You're like, oh my god, You know, because it some of the stuff they do in it is pretty funny. It's like, that's pretty silly, you know. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. So if you like the old ones, check that out for Halloween. I would definitely recommend watching that before Halloween. It's not going to scare you or anything, because obviously those things aren't scary anymore. But it's interesting to watch, especially if you have knowledge of Young Frankenstein. But that's all I had for
watch movies. Them both, maybe.
Yeah, I would say watch them both, because it'll give you, I think, a better appreciation for Young Frankenstein, mm-hmm. which is a phenomenal movie. And Igor in Son of Frankenstein is an asshole.
God, isn't he's Igor kind of always prick. An asshole, though?
No, but he's a real asshole in Son of Frankenstein. I'm like, God, it's you're...
Bela Lugosi.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a complete prick. It's like, wow. They should kill you right now. But yeah, it's the whole town, pitchforks. It's pretty funny. It's... But you know what's really cool is the Frankenstein castle or house or whatever the hell it is. Just the set design of it is really... It's so different than anything you would see now. It just has a real, I don't know, just a real cool look to it. I really like that. Kind of more reminiscent of like a silent film than like a modern film, you know? Real minimalist inside.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminded me a little bit of like the set design of Metropolis.
Right.
The interior of the castle reminded me kind of like that look of Metropolis, but... Yeah, I like that. So that was something I watched.
Cool.
And
have you guys seen Looper yet?
No, I want to.
I saw that. That's like the latest one I've seen. I saw that and Beasts of the Southern Wild. That's the latest.
Do you suggest
movie.
Looper is a good movie? Yes.
Yes. And I would say, don't think too hard about the time travel stuff about it. I think
that's what you have to do with time travel is not try and analyze it because you can't.
Is that because it doesn't hold up, Robin? Like if you start to look at the details too much, it doesn't really hold up?
Well, I've heard lots of podcasts, you know, talking about, you know, thinking too much about time travel because Bruce Willis literally says in this movie, listen, we can talk about this until we're like blue in the face and whatever, you know, and it, as a way of the writer saying, you know, like, listen, we're just going to do time travel and not all of it's going to fit into Back to the Future rules or, you know, Terminator rules or whatever, you know, even though there's some inspiration there. But, you know, sometimes you just got to go, listen, this is a thing that doesn't exist really. It probably will never exist because if it did exist, then we'd probably know about it somehow, or things would probably be changing all around us constantly.
Yeah, it would already exist if it existed.
So, there's something I thought it was really neat and really creative, and I don't want to spoil it, but it was a really good movie. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt as young Bruce Willis, either you're going to be distracted by that or you're gonna enjoy his performance, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, cool.
Some people being like, it was really distracting, but I really liked it. And it's gotten really good reviews too, so I'm glad I'm not alone in this.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've heard good things about it. I think that's maybe I'll take Taken 2 off the list. Maybe I'll allow that to be abducted and go.
I'm assuming that Looper's better. I haven't seen Taken 2 yet. But
yeah, I'm guessing it's probably better. So maybe I'll move that up the list and move that down the list.
Yeah. I have another ticket though. It's only one go to the movies when I get free tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more to use, and I'm trying to think of, like, I'm thinking maybe I might use it on Argo. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Heard good things about that, so.
Yeah,
what is
Argo
about? I have not seen anything about this movie.
It's Ben Affleck's new movie.
Okay.
The one he's directed, but he also stars in. And it's basically, I guess it's based on a true story of this people being held in this country and not allowed to leave. And so in order to get them out, a film crew goes in there and films like a fake movie and then kind of has to smuggle them out while doing it.
Okay.
So I'm gathering the trailer, but.
Well, he was actually on, I think it was Craig Ferguson the other day talking about this, but with Craig Ferguson, they don't really ever talk about your project. They just talk about everything else but. So that's probably why. I recently saw Ben Affleck on a talk show. I just don't know what the hell he was talking about. But yeah, here I'm on the IMDb for it. Interesting.
Yeah, it does look pretty interesting. One. I think that's something I'll end up probably watching on Netflix once it gets there.
Although, yeah, the trailer's for Cloud Nine.
Oh, yeah. Cloud Atlas?
Cloud Atlas.
Cloud Atlas, yeah.
Look pretty cool.
It, they look cool, but it's like, oh my gosh, is this going to be Speed Racer again?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Does it have too much going on? Yeah.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully it's as cool as it looks.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry about Tom Hanks at this point.
Why? He can do no wrong.
It's been a while. I'm just saying it's been a while. He got wrapped up in those, what was that? God, why can't I remember? The Louvre, the murder. What the hell is that called?
Oh, the Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code's movies that he ruined.
Yeah.
Not his fault. He shouldn't have been cast in it, but that's another story. He shouldn't have been cast as a 35-year-old man or whatever he was. So we do have some TV stuff.
We do.
We had the big... you want to talk about Doctor Who real quick? Because that was a couple weeks ago. Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, Amy and Rory... Well, spoilers. Amy and Rory are gone. Finally. I hope. Yes.
They're gone, I would say.
Upon farewell.
Aww. But it was a really awesome way they did it. I cried. I totally cried. I'm a baby. I don't care. I admit it.
Yeah, it was okay. How they did it. I was okay with it. I don't know.
It wasn't as clean as they'd like to think it was.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't go back to visit them. I can't do anything to help them.
In 2 years, they couldn't have left a message that they go to Arizona and I'll meet you there, in 2 years. So.
Yeah. They should have just killed them.
Yeah, I think they should have. Or just,
said, hey, we're done.
For once, could we at least for once get a companion to get off the TARDIS and not be totally, have their entire lives just completely fucked?
Yeah, or what they should have just said, hey, look, we're starting a family, we're happy with where we are, we're going to move on. It's been a good time.
Yeah. Well, they can't have a baby, but that's what I was kind of hoping, with her going back and forth, maybe, with the total time travel thing that she... the power of the TARDIS and all that she would be able to get pregnant and not want her baby to have a time head. So she wanted to get off the TARDIS, right?
Well, I'm glad they didn't go pregnancy again because that would have been too much.
It would have been nice if they got a chance to go back and raise Melody on their own.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if that would have screwed with the timeline too much, because she's got to regenerate into a black girl.
That's true. That's a good point. At some point, who becomes her friend?
God.
That was a little weird.
I can't wait for a fresh start this Christmas.
Yeah. It's gotten a little bogged down.
I recently caught up with the whole series in order to watch this season. So.
Me too. We're in the same boat.
Oh, okay. So I've been kind of on a fast-paced download from Rose to...
Yeah.
What's her face?
So who was your favorite companion so far, Robin?
I just have a soft spot for Rose.
I agree.
I know everybody hates her, but I loved her.
I really thought she had the best arc.
I thought so too.
Because she went from young girl who kind of didn't know anything, and she really came into her own throughout this. They weren't always the best episodes ever.
No.
But overall, I enjoyed it.
She had a freaking annoying boyfriend.
Oh, I know. He always
drove me crazy.
What was his name?
Mickey.
That's it. I kept thinking Maxie or Mickey.
Well, because the doctor never called him by his right name, did he? What did he call him? What did the doctor call Mickey? He didn't call him Mickey.
Oh, I forget.
Douche.
Go away. Get out.
Well, my favorite was Donna. I'm a Donna kind of girl.
I like Donna.
I would say Donna's probably my second favorite.
Yeah.
Although I didn't like the way she ended up off the TARDIS.
Me neither. That really pissed me off.
That sucked. Yeah.
All that growth she did, and then she didn't get to have any of it. It wasn't fair.
Yeah. I am excited for the Christmas episode and, to start with a new companion.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how we get there.
Yeah. And seriously, it was, it, you know, I mean, I went from Donna to the Ponds, and it's kind of like, it's, you're just like, all right, maybe this one will have a good ending, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe this one won't have their life completely fucked up. But,
well, you know what? I mean, realistically, they, okay, so they're in a different time, but they're at least still together, and they can still, he can still be a nurse, which I guess in the 1950s, a male nurse is probably a bit peculiar.
He's going to be a doctor in the 1950s.
Well, yeah, exactly.
He's going to have to be a doctor. And she, it would be very difficult for Amy, I'd imagine, to live in that time because time was very different for women than it is. And she's a very strong woman. So that's going to be interesting to, you know, maybe they'll do a web series.
Did you see the alternate ending?
No. I heard about it where they show up to where the doctor shows up to tell what's his name.
No, actually, Amy and Rory end up adopting a little boy, and this boy grows up to be like an old man and pops in on Brian with a letter. The father. And there's this whole touching, like, everything was fine. They show like a little picture of Amy and Rory with a little baby, you know, and you know, way back. Like, yeah. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys remember Blink that well, but
Blink was the first episode I ever saw, actually.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely hooked.
It's a great episode. And it had the same kind of treatment as that when, you know, she opens the door to this guy and her friend goes missing. And she finds out like in that second that her friend is, like, grew up and had a family and was very happy and left her all this. It was like, kind of like the same thing. And then,
cool.
Yeah.
Where did you find that?
It's online. I mean, they release it. Probably, it's probably on the BBC website. I found it on some sort of blog of some sort.
You know, Robin, there's a lot of things that are just not available in my region.
Oh, that is, I'm sure you'll find this. It's everywhere. It's probably on YouTube.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
YouTube.ca.
Yeah. That's not in my region.
YouTube.ca. Oh, man.
Okay, so I enjoyed Doctor Who, but I'm excited for Christmas. I want to see what they're going to do.
Me too.
Especially with this whole whatever, you know, whatever happened with her in Asylum of the Daleks.
Yeah, we'll see if it's the same person or what, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, great, we already know this one's fucked too.
Yeah. She's going to die.
She's
going to
end up all fucked up. Yeah. Oh, I mean, man. Is the doctor going to go back and change things so that doesn't happen? Because that's not really his style.
No, we couldn't possibly do that. I mean, I have a time machine, but gosh, everything's just fixed.
Yeah. You just have to live with all this sorrow.
Until it's not fixed. Depending on the episode.
That's it. Yep. Depending on what we need to do this episode.
It's not as bad as French, but sometimes it gets pretty.
Yeah. You got to kind of just not think of the time part of it.
Whatever, next episode.
Yep.
Timey-wimey, ha ha ha. Arrow. We watched Arrow.
Yes, I rewatched it after seeing it at Comic-Con.
Yes.
I still enjoyed it.
Was there any changes?
Not that I don't know. It was 4 months ago. Yeah. I don't know. Nothing significant that stood out to me.
Is his chest more chiseled?
He has more abs than he had at Comic-Con. You know what? I will say I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed it at Comic-Con, but I really like it a lot. It's just fun and fast-paced, it seems, and I'm okay if they do that. I think I liked it so much at Comic-Con because Revolution was so fucking horrible that it cast a shadow of happiness on shows that were almost okay, really good.
No bother.
Like how anything tastes good if you're starving?
Yeah, like, well, you know, Revolution was after Arrow, so it was like I watched the following, Arrow, which were really, really good, really, really good, and then a pile of shit. So it was like, oh, God, those other shows were so awesome. So I think I maybe remembered them a little more fondly than they are, but they're still, I still really enjoyed Arrow.
That seems to be the consensus in the group, too. Everybody really enjoyed it.
It was fun. It's a fun show.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know. Sorry, you go ahead.
No. Well, the girl who plays the real estate, like the sister of the girl who died in the ocean. She was on Gossip Girl last season, and I'm going to have a hard time kind of disconnecting her. So that takes me out of it a little bit.
She's great, though. I love she was on ending. Supernatural as well.
Yeah, she was also – that's where else I saw her. Yep, Supernatural.
We should watch. Yeah. I've started recording Supernatural, so we'll see what happens from the beginning.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, go ahead, Robin. Sorry.
No, it's funny because like you're actually like people are comparing this to Smallville a lot because it's another, you know, superhero show or whatever, and they did have Green Arrow on Smallville or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Clark would constantly be just knocking people out.
Yeah.
Or just like
yeah.
pushing them and then they'd be disposed of or whatever. But Arrow is actually shooting people with arrows.
And he snapped a dude's neck.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I'm on. It's not like violence bothers me. It's just kind of like I'm hoping there's going to be some sort of. Repercussions from some of the things like he comes in and shoots two guys with an arrow and you know later on in the night I'm like, did he just kill those dudes?
Yep.
Like, I mean, it's one thing to be a superhero or whatever, but it's another thing to be like, you know, you're really stepping into vigilante territory, you know, other people's views when you're actually literally murdering people.
I'm okay if he goes.
It's kind of hard to stand on a soapbox killing people.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay if he goes vigilante as long as there is a downside to it. And that's part of it. You know what I mean? As long as that's part of the show is a little bit of the downside. Because you can't just have them going out, wiping out people every week, and then there's no consequences for anything.
Well, I take it that's where the father, who's the detective, comes in.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. The guy from Dresden Files.
Yeah. And it's like when he snapped that dude's neck, he's like, no one can know who I am.
Snap.
Yeah, that's not a good enough reason.
You're not much of a hero if you're doing that. If that's the reason you're killing people.
Yeah, I'm okay with that because it reminded me more of Batman Begins for TV.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of in that – it was more in that vein.
Yeah.
Than like a Smallville type vein.
Gosh, I love that opening, though. I'm hoping we get more of that.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
And I'm interested.
Kind of concerned when the father shot himself in the head. He had it done on a downward angle.
I forgot
I'm
about that.
Sure he must have put a hole in the boat, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking. Yeah. See, first of all, I think the girl's sister is alive, obviously. Well, I think it's obvious because you never see her body. So she's probably alive because it's TV.
Oh, yeah. As soon as he falls in love with the sister,
boom, she'll be back.
The one that's dead is going to pop up again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the whole deal in this story then is that his father was the Green Arrow, right? Or his father was starting to become the Green Arrow? Or
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, isn't his father the one who told him the whole, like, that was the secret his father told him, I thought? Was that not the case?
No, I thought this. He told him he was a.
Involved in some shady stuff.
Yeah, he was corrupt. Yeah.
Okay. See, I misread that because did they ever tell us what the father was saying to him? I didn't.
No, I think that's going to be revealed over time. It seems like
because I took that as like the father had this secret project to be a hero and he took it over.
No, the secret project was to get out of all the corruption he was involved in. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's kind of how I read it. Like, hey, I've done some really shitty stuff to hurt the city. And now I'm going to try.
And that's what the mother's afraid of.
Yeah. Well, I think she's still corrupt, maybe, is what it is.
Oh, she seems like a doll.
Yeah, she seems like a sweetheart.
I loved it when he flipped her on her back. That was awesome. Little mom flipping.
Beat your mom.
I guess eventually he's going to kill the drug dealer who sells his sister some stuff.
Oh, yeah. That dude's toast.
No one messes with my sister. Snap!
Dead.
It's an arrow through the head. Guy walks out like he's Steve Martin.
It's some kid she goes to high school with, and he puts him down.
Yeah.
Paralyzes another guy.
Oh, man. I can see that.
So I'm going to keep watching Arrow.
Oh, I'm definitely in on it.
I will, too, but I really do hope there's some sort of, I don't know, something. So he can't just keep murdering people. We can like leave a trail of bodies all around Star City.
Yeah, there definitely has to be consequences. I agree.
Yeah.
Ever since Oliver returned, all these bad guys.
Yeah. Why is everybody dead in town?
Yeah.
There's like six people left.
And I'm sorry, he's got to put some sort of. I mean, I guess he put a little makeup over his eyes with the hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. I didn't even buy that small
villain. I know who I am.
He's got sunglasses on. I don't know. That's Oliver Queen.
Yeah, who the hell is that with the sunglasses on over there?
Oh, he took his sunglasses off. Like, he can't go out in the sunshine as Oliver Queen. If people think he's the Green Arrow.
Yeah, if he had done like some kind of camo makeup on his face as opposed to just on the eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
That might have been pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, camo. It might have looked like, you know, it would Ghost Protocol, but
whatever. Yeah, yeah, well, a little bit, yeah. I'm interested to see what – I'm sure we're going to get some more of what happened on that island, so I'm interested in seeing where that goes.
The mysterious island.
The mysterious island where – maybe he fought polar bears.
Maybe.
Or a special light shined on him. I have not seen Las Vegas. Michaela, did you watch that?
Yeah, I've seen the first two. Robin, are you watching this one?
It's called Vegas, by the way. The Las Vegas was canceled years ago.
Oh, is it? It's just me then.
Vegas was years ago.
The one nothing like research.
Robert Urich?
Oh, yeah. Vegas with the dollar sign at the end.
Yeah, he used to drive down, well, what is now Fremont Street and is not drivable anymore. He would drive right down there. That was pretty awesome. I used to watch that.
Yeah.
Was this as good as that?
Well,
the first two episodes.
Have you? What did you think of it?
I'm done.
Well, see, the thing is that I thought it was going to be like about the startup of Las Vegas and more about the conflict between, you know, him and the mob and that kind of thing. And it just is very procedural.
Exactly. So disappointing. Great cast. Great setting. Interesting, you know, like, all right, local sheriff guy goes against this, like the mob influence moving into Vegas. And, ooh, that's going to be interesting. Oh, we got a murder to solve, everybody. Let's get the murder done. We've got to talk to this person who might have been a part of it. Talk to this person who might have done it. No, it was the first person who did it. Let's get him.
And then at the end of that episode, someone else is dead. So we have to,
I was like, oh, no, procedural. That's why I didn't even bother with Elementary. I was like, it's just going to be another freaking CBS procedural. Who cares?
Yeah, that's kind of how I thought of it. I was like, whatever. You know, it may be fine, but that's just not my – I just don't have any interest in it.
I've only seen the first one. And I liked it. I liked the first one. I'll probably watch the next couple. You know, I don't have any good procedurals going on in my life right now besides NCIS. So,
Before we get to the crappy show that's next, is anybody still watching Copper?
I never started.
You know what? I really enjoy it.
What is it?
The BBC America show. It's based basically at middle of the Civil War, end of the Civil War. Towards the end of the Civil War, not the end. Or maybe it's just after. I don't know. Something like that. Right around that time, 1865. It's not like crazy good, but I enjoy it. And the little girl on it does, like, it's creepy because she has to do some really terrible stuff. So, I don't know. I like it. It's not real high budget. You know, kind of looks like it's all done on a stage, sound stage and all. But it's really cool. I enjoy it. And I'm excited for the end of the season here. It's kind of getting into some of the Civil War politics. And it's interesting how it mirrors, like, kind of today a little bit. So I'm kind of liking how it's going. And I like, you know what? I like the characters on it more than I necessarily like the story all the time. But well, that keeps me interested.
That's always a good thing, liking characters.
Yeah, that keeps me interested through some.
I know another show where I like the characters a lot and sometimes I didn't like the story a lot.
What's that? Lost. Yeah. Wah, wah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, I love Lost. I mean, I do bash Lost
too.
A lot. And our listeners probably think I don't like Lost. I do. I love Lost. I do love Lost. But I, you know. Yeah.
It got too spiritual for me at the end. That was my problem. But that's been beaten to death.
It's true.
Now let's beat Revolution to death.
I'm still watching. I haven't seen the last episode.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm doing either. the same thing. Same place. I saw all four.
Okay.
It sucks. This show just sucks.
So why do you keep watching it?
Because, like, at this point, I'm just like, what?
Hate watching it.
Yeah, I'm hate watching it. I see people say, oh, it's getting better. And I'm like, what are you watching? Nothing is getting better. The uncle is getting more ridiculous. The girl is no better. She is terrible. And the writing and plot are just awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I haven't taken such a like a violent reaction to it as some people have. And like the last one I saw was when they were freeing that girl from the prison thing, and then they had to go back for the gun.
Yeah, the pulling the helicopter through the woods with Yul Brynner's slaves.
Yeah.
You know, I won't say it's not like the worst show ever made. It's just so mediocre. It's like the epitome of mediocre.
I totally agree with you. It's one of those things where it makes me feel a lot like I'm watching Terra Nova, honestly.
Yeah, same
like,
here.
It's the same style, same budget, same, And no, I watched Terra Nova till the end, so there you go. Too.
I'm really disappointed that Eric Kripke...
Apparently we like shitty TV, right? There you
go. I'm just really disappointed that Eric Kripke came out with something like this after Supernatural. Because it is the exact opposite of what Supernatural is.
Maybe that's what he was trying to do.
What? Do something not good?
Yeah.
Different.
Maybe he did. He went different.
Being not good.
He went completely bland and wrote a bunch of characters that have no personality or hired people that have absolutely no way of playing the characters.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure how to judge it just yet because it's like just getting to barely know the show, and I don't know.
Well, this time of year, too, there's so much coming at you that's new. Yeah. I actually start to feel stressed. Like I'm getting behind my TV. I need a different hobby, clearly. But I honestly start to get anxious. Like, oh my God, will I have this? And Dave wants to watch different stuff. And I'm like, we don't have time to watching, you know, Craig Ferguson. We have actual television to watch. You know? And he wants to get home. We come home every day and we watch, you know, Community, which is a half hour, and we watch Ferguson. And then I'm like, but I'm 2 episodes of Elementary behind, and I haven't seen Revolution this week, and you know there's so much stuff.
Yeah, my wife and I just pretty much had to say like, listen, you go your way, I'll go mine, and like we'll watch stuff together. But then it'll be like, you know, there really isn't enough time in the week to sit down together and watch these. Everything. We have time on our own where we can watch these things. So we try to save the comedies because. You know, when we watch things together, usually there's the baby in the room. So
yeah, you want something light, yeah.
Yeah, so we save the comedies for, you know, because every once in a while there's a crisis or a baby needs to be chased. And so I do a lot of baby chasing.
There you go.
Ladies.
Ladies.
What?
Yeah, we do that. I mean, I've got my TV in the living room. He's got his TV in the kitchen. So...
Yeah, I can't say that we actually sit in different rooms and watch TV on our own, but like she goes to bed early and, you know, I stay up really late, so I'm getting like 3 more hours of TV time than I would, you know, than she does. And she ends up, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom for the most part, so she's got all that time. Yeah.
And plus, I mean, I watch shows like Glee and stuff like that he's just not interested in seeing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I haven't watched it this...
I'll tell you what, the last episode of Glee... The breakup was actually really good.
I haven't seen it yet. The last thing I saw was Finn was knocking at the door while Rachel was smooching or somebody else.
The next episode was really good.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch it.
That reminds me. Have you guys seen Nashville?
No, I haven't. No! I thought about checking
really
that out.
I really want to see it.
It wasn't bad. No? I was expecting another Glee or Smash. It wasn't that at all.
Oh, no.
At all.
How's Connie Britton in it?
She's great.
That's what I was worried it was going to be like a lot of country music, like a country music Glee almost.
It seems to go on in the background, but they never like go like, all right, here's a reason for us to, you know,
break
go
out.
To, like if there's a song, like they'll go through like part of it and then cut to some people talking during it or whatever, you know,
cool.
Like someone's recording in the studio or someone's rehearsing for a concert.
It's not like a Dream Girl. Well, even Dream Girls was weird like that. I don't know if you ever saw it with Beyonce in it, but they... It didn't start out as a musical like that. Mm-hmm. It started out where they were, you know, they would only sing on the stage or in the recording studio, and then all of a sudden, Jamie Foxx's character started singing, "But we're all family," and they all started. I was like, "What the hell? This just turned into a musical! When the hell did that happen?" It was very odd. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. It's very soapy, so I mean, I like the first episode, and we'll see where it goes. Like, if it keeps going to, like, who's sleeping with who kind of thing.
It will.
I'm going to probably tune out, but it, like, I'm just glad that it's not Smash.
There you go.
Because I went through one season of Smash, and oh my God, never again.
Is it coming back?
I think so,
but...
Yeah, I believe it is.
I don't plan on joining. We finished the first season, my wife and I, and I looked at her during the credits. I was like, that's it. I am done.
I've had enough.
I just needed to see the end of this story arc or whatever, and I see that they're going to drag this sucker out for as long as they can.
Yep.
I'm done.
Because where else are they going to take the story?
Yeah, that... I guess that's a problem. The only other thing I kind of... New Girl, I really loved it last year. Mm-hmm. And I'm really disappointed in it this year.
What's the whole Jess losing her job thing?
I hate Jess and I hate Nick. I used to just hate Nick. But now I hate Jess because she's become Nick.
No.
And I'm like, these two people are not appealing at all. I wish it was the Schmidt and Winston show.
Schmidt Romney?
Yeah, yeah.
Schmidt Romney. I wish, you like that episode?
I wish Tug Romney was the whole episode. Like, I want Jess and Nick to get married and run away.
Go away.
Yeah, and just run away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to... I didn't mind her. I know some people hated her character. I always thought she was decent on the show. Schmidt was always the funniest one on the show. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah, well, that's it was surprising because like over the first season, he developed into such a memorable character.
Because in the beginning, it was a little rough trying to figure out Schmidt, and then by the end of the season, he was, you know, I felt like him and CeCe were the main storyline.
Yeah. You know, CeCe used to be a VJ on Much Music in Canada.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, that's where she started.
Oh, cool. I like Schmidt. And, like, I'd be okay if it was Schmidt and Winston living together in a loft with a little bit of CeCe thrown in, and maybe they have another friend come over and the other two move out and go away. Because Nick is just a loser who's unappealing to watch and not funny.
I think he's funny.
Really? I don't know. There's something about him that really turns me off.
Yeah.
And not in the beginning of the show, like the first part of the last season, but towards the end of it, he became like this over-the-top loser.
You mean
the slackerness of him, is that what?
Yeah, like, he went from a guy who was trying that had some bad things happen, and then all of a sudden, like, something changed at the end of the season and they decided to write him like a super over-the-top loser who doesn't care. And that's kind of
like, at the beginning he was just pathetic with
he lost his girl.
Infatuation with Carrie Preston.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, he had bad things happen, he was sad, whatever, but he wasn't like a complete quitter.
Yeah.
And now he's making Jess a quitter.
well, I think in the last couple of episodes, she's been that way since she got laid off from her job. And that's probably what's bothering her so much. And she decided at the end of the last episode, it was time to clean up her act. So maybe she'll get.
I hope she does. I hope she runs far away from Nick. I'm still watching. It's still funny. I still like Schmidt. He's funny. And I don't mind Winston. Winston's pretty funny, too. Like, in a different way, because he's more subtle than Schmidt.
But if he was less subtle than Schmidt, it'd be a problem.
Yeah, who isn't more subtle than Schmidt? So. Yeah.
The Schmidt hammer.
Oh, God. Tug Romney was great.
That was funny.
Oh, when he laid out all the facts, they're like, you know, you can get that off the website. Oh, man.
I bet there's totally chicks out there like that, too.
Of course there is. Hey, we talked about the video game groupies from Chasing Ghosts.
That's true. I don't remember when I saw the first part of that, the Donkey Kong one, the King of Kong.
Oh, King of Kong,
I stumbled upon that. I don't know how or why I...
No, King of Kong was good. King of Kong has a very set-up feel to me.
Well, like the one where he's standing there playing and he won't stop playing, this kid when he needs to go to the bathroom and he won't help.
That I believe.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Parenting 101.
The story has a kind of a, not scripted, but coaxed feel to it.
Yeah. Whereas chasing, where the other guy won't show up.
Yeah. Whereas Chasing Ghosts is more just straight up about what happened back when they used to play there at Twin Galaxies in the 80s.
Oh, and by the way, I was walking downtown Granville Street, Vancouver, and there is an arcade.
Oh, so that is awesome.
Yeah. 21 and over.
Wow. Whoa.
Which means they probably serve alcohol.
Well, you know what's weird? That's what it is now. Like, there's these, in Vegas, there's a place, Insert Coins.
Yeah, I told the boys to go there when they went. I don't think they did, though.
It has vintage games in it. There's a place in Philly, I think it's called Barcade, where they have, like, you know, old school games in a bar. So it's like the hipster thing to do to go to the bar and play
video games.
Yeah, and play like Pac-Man or something.
Remember those table games? Like if you went for fish and chips and they had those.
Oh,
games
yeah. Yep. I used to love me some Centipede table games. Yeah. Or Galaga. Galaga was my favorite.
I think we're showing our age.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're old. Yeah, we're all old.
Okay.
Actually, 20 something.
You need 20 something.
You can be 20 if Rob's 40.
That's true. Truth. Oh.
I think I'm going to put that on a bumper sticker.
You can be 20 if Rob's 40.
Does anybody else have any TV they'd like to talk about?
I mean, I'm watching.
Or debates at all? Or?
No,
God, no, I'm no. Avoiding debates.
Me too.
Good idea.
All I do is watch Twitter during
the That's base. It. That's it. That's all you got to do.
I picked up something that maybe other people have not heard of. It's called Hunted. And it's a show that's was created and is run by Frank Spotnitz, who was one of the executive producers on The X-Files. And it's a show that's made over in England. So it started a couple weeks ago in England. And it's going to be debuting on Cinemax. Everybody watches that channel.
Is there a lot of softcore nudity?
Yeah. But it is pretty much like an Alias type show. It's it stars Melissa George, who was on Alias, as this spy girl that she ends up getting shot during an assignment. And ends up disappearing for a while and then comes back to rejoin her old spy unit, like a Mission Impossible kind of thing, and to figure out which one of these people on her team was the one that tried to kill her.
Oh, cool.
And it's got a lot of kick-ass action, a lot of, you know, chick beating the crap out of people. And one of the people on the spy team, Mr. Echo.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm saying Mr. Echo because everybody knows what Mr. Echo's name is, and nobody knows how to pronounce it. So
well, we all know who you mean.
But it's a good show. I've seen two episodes of it already, and it's if you know being in the U.S., you can check it out on Cinemax coming up soon. I don't know if I'm not plugging it, but
sounds good. I didn't watch Alias because I was too loyal to Buffy, and they were on at the same time.
Oh, well, that actually just... Oh, darn, you're in Canada. Well, it came to the U.S. Netflix.
Not my region.
Yeah. Is Alias on Netflix now?
Just came on Netflix, all five seasons.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, they've been adding a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Let me see if it's on Canadian Netflix.
Yeah, I like how much they've been adding. I'm okay with them focusing on that. I like being able to go back and watch different shows.
Yeah.
So they're not as movie heavy in the States anymore. They're getting just more and more TVs.
No, you know what? They've been getting more movies too. They don't get them as fresh, obviously, as like a DVD or something like that, or Blu-ray, whatever. I think they have a decent selection of movies, but they've definitely become more concentrated on television.
Yeah. They did just get that Navy SEAL movie.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
Ooh, Terra Nova is available on Netflix, just in case you
know. Wow, let me go back and watch that because I don't have enough
room. Oh, Misfits is too, so there you go.
Yeah, Misfits. Yeah.
I might have to get me some Netflix here.
There you go.
Jesus, Misfits is such a great show. I love it so much. Even
the last I have all of season two, but I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen all of season two?
I've seen it all. I'm up to like four.
I have to finish season one.
Oh,
I liked it. It was just one of those ones where I didn't have time to finish it.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back on it because what are some shows with Walking Dead coming back and Horror Story coming back? I don't know. I fell off time.
I am done with Horror Story.
Oh yeah, I liked last season. I enjoyed it.
I'm no matter how much they're trying to woo me with those previews, I'm like, no.
I'm not getting sucked in. I'm not.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lost is here. Oh, I should stop looking at Netflix. Sorry.
All right.
Even though I got to talk to Tim Minear last year.
That's right.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, that was amazing. But yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, Tim Minear. I don't want to do more of that. That no was too much more last year.
It was definitely an over-the-top show. I enjoyed it, but it was over-the-top for sure.
This year we got Adam Levine.
Yeah, I'm not so thrilled about that, I have to admit. Not a big fan.
But they got Joseph Fiennes. An over-the-top show with Joseph Fiennes in it?
Never. I've never heard of such a thing.
No. I hope he gets really drunk in this show. Like,
because
really,
he was loaded, okay?
Because he loaded.
Because he was loaded, okay. I'm glad I didn't watch that show. Did it? I watched like 5 episodes and I quit. It wasn't very good.
How will you know what the standard is for all the other shitty shows?
I do. No, you know what? Those shows aren't shitty.
No, they're not. I did enjoy it, but they're just
completely mediocre and unoriginal.
Yeah,
that's the problem, and that's the same thing with Revolution. Also, it's not awful.
It pisses me off so much. It's because they're such good concepts.
It's lazy. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? The Revolution concept is mediocre because there's no thought put into it at all. Is the electricity turned off? All right. Well, then guess what? Everybody's brain is going to stop working. All right. So. There's no thunderstorms either if the electricity is turned off. Yeah. Well, if the electricity isn't turned off like that, then they can start generating it again.
Yeah,
there's really, you know, it just, the only answer is going to be an idiotic answer. So it's tough.
Glowy cave.
Yeah, it's going to be glowy cave, essentially.
Oh, I don't want to do another glowy cave.
We're doing another glowy cave.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
So sad. I cried my eyes out during the Lost finale, so there's that.
Me too.
Bald like a freaking baby.
Well,
anyway,
the final episode was excellent. I don't want to rip on that. I enjoyed the final episode, but everything leading up to that last season I wasn't real thrilled with, but whatever. It was a great ride, and lots of fun happened because of it, so I'm okay with that.
Exactly, and that's how we all met, so there you go.
And somebody one day will say that about Revolution.
Somebody will, exactly. I was going to say, hopefully it wasn't that mediocre.
Somebody's going to go, you know what, we really bonded over Revolution. Remember that show where the power went out?
And it was on for like 6 episodes.
And that girl had the really nice hair.
And she smiled a lot. She had a great dentist. Yeah. Even though there was no power. Man.
Yeah.
She flossed every day.
All right.
Okay.
I got to get out of here. Well, you got to do your questions. I'm sorry.
It's time for Michaela's Got Questions.
Do that.
Okay, so I have 2 options here. Michael, you have never answered Michaela.
Oh, that's right. Robin already did them, didn't he?
Robin has done them. But I do have some new ones. So maybe we can
You make the call.
I think we're going to do Michael. I think we're going to do Michael.
All right, sounds good.
All right, I'll answer Michael's questions for him.
There you go.
Okay, well, why don't you answer the new questions too? So we'll do Michael with the new questions and then both of you on the new questions. How about that?
Okay, cool.
Ready, Michael? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, you haven't been practicing, I hope.
No.
Okay, good. Are you a fan of movies or television, Mike?
Objection.
Objection.
He's not allowed to answer that.
Either. No. I would say I like TV more than movies. Not by a lot, but I would go TV more than movies.
What would you consider to be your favorite movie?
Oh, God. I'm trying to think.
Entrapment. No, wait, not that movie. I was saying he's being entrapped.
Being entrapped.
Trying to think of what I saw the most. I don't know.
The Smurfs remake. Wait.
You know, I'm not even sure. Maybe that's tough for me. Star Wars is probably what I watched the most as a kid.
Okay.
As an adult, probably the thing I saw the most was Brokeback Mountain, actually.
Really? I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I thought it was shot incredibly well, and I really like the simple story of it.
What I've never favorite... heard that before. Yeah. But
I'm a complex man.
I'm glad to have been here for that.
Glad to have been here for that.
How many times did you see Brokeback Mountain?
Every day. Oh, God. I don't even know. 15 times, maybe.
Wow.
Holy.
Okay.
You know what? Because I enjoy like simple movies more than like the big blockbuster types. And it's just really... It's just a really simple story, you know? And I thought Ang Lee did a great job shooting it. I mean, it's just beautifully shot.
Okay.
Nice. I'll have to actually watch it. What is your favorite television show, current and of all time?
Current? What do I like the most right now? What the hell do I watch?
Revolution?
Yeah, Revolution. No, Breaking Bad, I would say. That's what I look forward to the most.
Yeah.
And all time, I would say. Yeah, despite my issues with the final season, I don't know if I can go with that. I would say Lost, only because of everything else surrounding it.
Okay.
Easy answer.
Yeah.
Easy answer.
Only because of quality-wise, I wouldn't say that, but... Because
you made up for the easy answer when you gave us Brokeback Mountain.
See, there you go.
Number one movie ever.
You were not expecting that at all, were you?
Not at all.
Always a surprise. Always a surprise. Are you a bigger fan of Star Trek or Star Wars, Mike?
Star Wars. I never really watched any of Star Trek.
I don't know if I can beat being friends with you people, honestly.
only the first three Star Wars, I will clarify.
Okay, this is... Yes. Okay. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Teleportation?
No.
That's what everybody says.
Invisibility, but where I could turn it on and off.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to be invisible all
the time.
What
is your favorite thing to do when you're not here on the internet?
I like going outside.
Mini golf?
Just generally being outside.
Okay. Like just outside the front door?
No, anything outside, like going to the park, going to mini golf, whatever, going to the city, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. Just going out.
Are you a bigger fan of dark or milk chocolate?
Milk.
Okay. What's your favorite swear word?
Oh, this is too easy, but I'm gonna go with a surprise one. I'm gonna say jackass. Yeah, I can't quit. I'm gonna say jackass. Although I say fuck a lot, I will say jackass is my favorite to use snarkily.
You do like to use jackass. That's true. Okay, yes. So for both of you, starting now with Robin, do you believe in alien life, Robin?
It's funny just because that just came up on the our intro to X podcast. But
let's check that out.
Yeah, we talked about that. Nobody seemed to believe in the existence of alien life, but I believe that you can't dispute the possibility of it. I'm not saying that I believe in it as it's here and it's been here, but I do. It's such a huge universe that, I mean, how could you dispute that? Like, what's with your ego? Saying we're the only people here ever.
Anyway, how about you, Mike?
What?
Do you believe in alien life?
Yeah, likely. It's likely.
Okay. And speaking of the big
alien
universe,
life,
I have a quick...
Alien life on the planet Earth?
No, just okay. In general.
Yeah, I would say it's likely. Just,
do you believe that aliens walk among us is a different question.
Yeah, no. Does that answer?
I just wanted to say real quickly before I forgot that I do have a quick app suggestion that came from our good friend Illyrio, and it's an app which ties into alien life question. It's called Solar Walk, and it's really cool. You can click on it. It gives you all information about all the planets, and you can look at all the moons and all the stars and all that stuff. It's really cool, so check it out. Anyway, back to Michaela's Got Questions. Mike, mm-hmm. Which superhero would you be?
I'm going to steal Robin's. I would be Superman because nobody can beat him.
This is true. Robin, which superhero would you be?
I'm going to steal it back from Mike and say, I will be Superman. And he is nowhere near the qualities of life, of morality, as I would be as Superman. So I really think I'm just basically more deserving.
Okay. Well, we'll have to have a Superman off later and find out.
What was the Bizarro Superman called?
Bizarro.
Bizarro, that's it. That's right.
Jesus. Robin, what's your favorite holiday?
Oh, gosh. It would have to be, I mean, stomach aside, if I talk to my stomach, it would probably be like Thanksgiving, Christmas, something like that. But I love Halloween. I love the weather.
Oh, yeah.
I love people dressing up as, you know, and I love the little parties involved. I'm actually going to be hosting a murder mystery night on Halloween.
Oh, how fun.
The weekend of, and I'm looking forward to doing that. It's the second time we've done that here in Bennington, Vermont. Cool. And so I really love it. Halloween.
Perfect. Michael, favorite holiday?
You know, I wouldn't have said this before Connor was born, but now I would say it's Christmas and just Christmas in general, like around that time. He loves decorating and doing all that stuff, so it just makes it all that much more fun to me.
Right on. Okay. Mike, what did you want to be when you grew up?
What did I want to be when I grew up? God, that was so fucking long ago. I think... What the fuck? I think I wanted to be an elementary school teacher at one point.
Interesting.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
What about you?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What did you want to be when you grew up? Or what do you want to be when you grow up, in my case?
I don't know. It depends on what year of life I would be asked that question. So asking me at 37 is kind of weird.
I start, let me just say,
thinking to myself, like, how hard, you know, what, where my life's gone.
Tell me about it.
You know, I wanted to be an astronaut. I also wanted to be a pirate.
A pirate.
Those are important jobs. Those are very important jobs.
Yes. I wanted to be a Jedi Knight, actually. That would be probably, I never said podcasting.
All right. Robin, are you a morning person or a night owl?
Night owl.
Yes. Nice. Trivia and all that, right? You stay up night. And Mike?
Oh, morning.
Are you a morning person because of your job, or would you normally stay up late at night?
I don't know. It could be that's how I've been conditioned to be.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely a morning person now.
Okay. Mike, are you a Mac or a PC?
Mac.
Robin, are you a Mac or a PC?
I am apparently a Mac.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. Thank you both for answering Michaela's questions and trying out our new questions. Let's see which ones will survive. All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could shock everybody with my answer.
Yeah, well, I think we're never going to let you live that one down, to be honest.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Come up again,
I have. I have no shame about it. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Why would you have shame about it? You just watched it. It's
no, I don't have shame about anything. I don't care. No, it doesn't matter to me.
Shame? What's that?
It's an excellent film. I'll say that. I don't think it's the best film of all time, but it may be one of my one of the films I enjoy more than others.
Robbie says it's a stupid question because it doesn't tell you a fucking thing about a person.
What's that?
What is your favorite movie?
I guess that's true.
I think it says a lot.
Yeah, I agree. He sent
them to mock my choice.
It says, I really like fishing.
Mike is not a person that quits on other people.
I will never quit.
Mike loves sniffing jackets.
Yes. Oh, that gets me every time. Oh, we've all learned way too much about each other this
way
episode.
Too much.
Well, I have to run to dinner, so I'm going to end this episode abruptly.
Okay.
So let's do our
wrap
up.
Where can people find us?
I don't know. I don't have the notes. Hold on.
Okay, I will tell you. I'll tell you where you can find us now that we're in a rush, apparently.
No, you don't have to run through it. I just I was supposed to leave it like 5.
Yeah, me too. It's my mother-in-law's birthday dinner this evening.
There so you go.
And I'm still in my pajamas and a ponytail. And I've been eating cold sushi over the show, so that's why.
Isn't it supposed to be cold?
Eating sushi and drinking whiskey. That's what I've been doing while we've been recording in my pajamas. Anyway, you can find us. You can send your questions or your comments. Do we have any feedback, Mike, in the group?
I don't think so.
We didn't check. If you sent in feedback, we're really sorry. Thank you to all the people who sent in birthday messages, though. I certainly appreciate that. Yes, that was awesome. Sure, Rob did. You guys are all awesome and creative, wonderful people. And I love you. You can send us comments. You can send us questions. You can send them to chatter@chatterboxpodcast.com. And if Rob's here, someone will actually check that. You can find us also on the web at chatterboxpodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at August95. Where can people find you, Mike?
Ren Mike, RENMIKD.
And you, Robin?
Oh, L. Robinero, ELROBINERO.
And Intro to X.
Yes, at Intro to X, at Redemption Cast also.
Yes.
If you really...
don't forget, you can find Rob also at Rob Venger, and follow his adventures in Europe.
Yes, where he's raping and pillaging.
I wonder what Rob's agenda is. Can we do that again?
What his agenda is?
That's probably something that Mike's going to bring to the show next time he found on a webcam.
Agenda. Oh, man. Everybody check out Intro to X if you like X-Files. Yes, I will be doing so, although I will not watch along because I don't have time to watch 200 episodes. But I will definitely watch the ones I really loved.
You can watch.
Thank you, Robin, for coming and doing this with us today.
No problem. I'm glad you could hear me for the last part of the show.
Yeah, I feel bad. Like you thought we were ignoring you.
I was seriously like, oh, fuck, man.
Fucking assholes.
Like maybe fuck I was.
When did Michaela become such a bitch? Jesus.
I don't know, podcast with these guys a lot. Maybe they just kind of like talk over each other and just keep talking without pausing for a second.
Well, you know, it'd be funny if like you go to listen back to it and your voice is actually there and we are talking over you.
Yeah, that I don't think you personally.
You've been punked, Robin.
Wouldn't be the first time.
But thank you for being here. I personally have appreciated that you came. And
yeah, thank you for filling in for Rob.
Rob's slot. It wouldn't
yes.
be for that either.
Never mind. I won't get into slot filling. No. All right. Hopefully Rob's having fun in Europe.
Can't quit you, Rob.
No. You know, this time last year, I was sharing a high-end hotel room with Rob in the theater district.
That's for another show.
And there was a pleasure kit.
Ooh.
Some of you heard
all about that.
Yeah, some people may remember hearing about that. All right.
Thank you everybody for listening.
Thank you everyone. Goodbye.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.